Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads of popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Everybody. My name is
Doug,
and
I love movies.
That is hilarious. I love that you guys did that. Out in LA, they just be like, "You love movies." This is a special boner edition of Doug Loves Movies. Back in New York City, we're in front of a live audience at the Gramercy Theater. It is an amazing day outside. It's been like raining in New York for weeks. And finally, you have the most beautiful day, and you guys are spending it inside here talking about movies. Congratulations on knowing how to live. You guys know how to live. Gramercy Theater is a great venue. Come back and see other comedy or music shows if you're in the areola. When I write these things, when I write them down, it cracks me up that I always say areola instead of area. And then I should also mention that it's Saturday, May 21st, a.k.a. the end of the world. Again, thank you for being here when there's probably some business you need to take care of. There's some people you need to apologize to and tell that you love, but no, we're going to go watch a podcast. What time are you guys going to get out? Well, it might start a few minutes late because Doug says 4:20, but you know how that goes. So we'll probably be getting out around the time the world ends. Because they're saying 6 p.m., you guys. So that's part of the reason why. There's two reasons why the show started late. The first reason is you know the first reason. And the second reason is because I want the show to still be going when the world's supposed to end. At 6 p.m., yeah. I want you guys to know that I made every effort to get Mr. John Lithgow into the building today. I know. I hope you weren't, like, holding out hope that that would happen. because the guests I have are amazing, but I just want to share with you that I've been talking to John Lithgow for how this show's been, you know, booked for months, and I've been like, he's in New York, I gotta get him, and so we've been writing back and forth, and then finally today, or no, last night at 11:41 p.m., I got the following message from, here's his email address, it's... I'll do it in sign language for you guys. No, he wrote this. He wrote, "Doug, I thought until the last minute that I might make this." Maybe I should try to do it as him. "Doug, I thought until the last..." No. Like all he does is yell. "I thought until the last minute that I might make this, but no joy." I would have maybe said no go or... "But no, I can't. But no joy." There'll be no joy. "Have a great time in Gotham. We'll find another time for sure." And then he signs his emails, just so you guys know it's legit, with a capital J. That's right. And his son, we're doing a Benson Interruption later tonight. Who's coming back for that? Are some people coming back? That is awesome. We're doing that, and you could probably get tickets if anyone else wants to come back for it. His son, Nathan, who hooked me up with him on Twitter, he's on the guest list to come and watch the Interruption show later tonight. I said, "Do you want to come to the Doug Loves Movies or the Interruption?" He's like, "The Interruption." I was like, "Yeah, but your dad might be on Doug Loves Movies." And he's like, "I'll come to the Interruption." So I don't know what that's about. They seem to like each other a great deal. So yeah, so I cried myself to sleep last night over that news, but I remember that I have awesome comedy friends from Los Angeles and New York, and some of them are around and happy to participate tonight, and and also I'd already booked some of them anyway before the Lithgow incident. So please give a big, warm New York welcome to my friends Amy Schumer, Wayne Fetterman, Rob Cantrell, and Chris Hardwick.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I didn't want... Chris.
All right.
What a group.
Here we are.
Yeah, you guys are doing it. Amy, what do you sound like?
Famous.
That's good. Hi, Wayne.
Hello. I'm just thrilled to be here on the stage with Chris.
Wow.
Well, this is an interesting lineup. Rob Cantrell, of course, is here. There's Rob.
How's it going?
Yeah, it's good.
Is Brooklyn in the house?
Oh, what a cheap...
I don't know. I had to say that.
What a cheap yell.
That is ridiculous.
The crowd was so hot, you had to say it.
You got to win over Brooklyn right away.
Yeah. Find your friends.
I'm sorry. It was just
so...
You
got
to give a shout out now and then. That's it. Sorry.
All right.
I'm just excited about this show because this time there's not a bunch of drunks on the stage. It's just the only ones drinking tonight are me and Amy.
That's correct.
Yeah, so this is going to be a lot more under control.
I realized last night that I have the drinking habits of a day laborer.
Which means what? You have like a martini around 5 o'clock?
It's been lately all tequila and beers and brown paper bags, and then I go hang out at Home Depot.
And dream of a green card.
Yeah, that's true. That's also true. And all my illegitimate children.
And the brown plastic bag is for glue sniffing, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a good show. Let me tell you how good it's going to be. Now,
should,
Rob...
Wait, can I ask, should we just do a good show? Do you really want to tell people in advance?
No, that's what I was realizing it as I said it. That's why I sort of trailed off there. I couldn't really commit to telling people what a good show they're seeing.
Right.
You guys are seeing a great show.
You guys are having a blast right now.
Oh, my God.
Right now.
People are losing their minds. This is the best thing ever. People are thinking about getting a refund.
No. Stop doing the wave. This is exciting. There
there's a smoke machine, too.
Oh, no, that's true.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
I
yes,
think that's,
it's
that's just
Doug.
The crowd.
That's why it's like yeah. that.
That's just
here?
Your crowd, man.
Just, my crowd is a smoke machine.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, they are.
There's we need some lasers.
There's just like a Scottish lake in the morning. Just this steam rising off the top.
He adds
well, there's
a lot of class.
I did a show in on the East Side where they're allowed smoking in the one bar in New York City.
Wow.
Do you know about this bar?
What's the bar?
I the Hookah Lounge?
The Doug yeah, doesn't want to go Karma? There bar?
It's called Karma. Yeah. And apparently,
oh, the Karma Cancer oh, Cafe? Yeah. That place is great. Secondhand contact cancer from everyone. It's really good.
Great horchata.
Yeah, they I'm have just, this great asbestos wrap. It's also really
so
delicious.
So good. So
but
good.
Karma is spelled with a C, like cancer.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, so I went there.
But you
not
can't
boy, it's not a boy. I thought it was interesting. It
Karma. Is Karma is the hip-hop version of the show My Mother the Car.
Yeah, that's correct.
It is reaching back.
That was a real old reference.
They all know it. They all know
but
it.
But you can't smoke reference. Cigarettes there, wait. You can just smoke like a hookah, right?
Yeah, but I don't smoke do hookah. I don't yeah. like the hookah smoking.
Right, you're not
it just
like...
looks too Mid-Eastern. Right.
Wow. Really
am
racist.
Am I wrong about that?
Wow.
That was...
That's
why
what,
is that so racist? That's
Osama,
regional.
Osama was sucking on a hookah when they shot him in the eye.
Yeah. You know what,
it's
Wayne?
True.
I'm saying it does look a little weird. It's not like, oh, let's... Did you know, anyone do that in high school? Like, oh, we're going to hookah?
Yeah.
Right
yeah,
before the football game?
Right on top of a mushroom one time.
I don't think so.
It's a weird thing. When I see
weird.
A bar, I see a bar where there's just people smoking tobacco through one of those things,
I know,
I'm like, why is this happening? Such a weird thing.
Okay.
I think it's like a loophole thing. Like, we could do a hookah bar, but you can't have smoking in a bar.
That's
I know.
True.
It's just, I just feel like it's a weird...
You just hate people from the Middle East.
It's not...
No, this is. I was just talking about this the other day. I was hanging out with all my black friend,
yeah.
And she was like... she was like, you know, girl, like... I don't
she's
know what she was
like
saying.
Yeah,
I couldn't understand her,
understand.
But
yeah, yeah,
she
yeah.
was pissed. She was pissed.
Could you tell by her...
Like, her body language,
yeah. Your body, yeah.
yeah.
A lot of times
was,
you can tell by the body
I'm
language.
Like, stop yelling. We're not at the movies. But,
now, Amy.
Yes, Doug.
Is that on your album Cutting currently available
oh.
on iTunes?
Wow. Well, that
maybe.
Track is not. But yes, Cutting yeah. is available on
yeah.
iTunes. Thank you for bringing that up.
I brought
Amazon.
It up because, you know, your album's called Cutting. So I was wondering, what is your favorite slasher movie?
Ooh.
Yeah, or Cutting movie, but, you know.
Yeah, Girl Interrupted.
How many of those are there? That's pretty much the only one, right?
I
That's
think
like for
so.
TV. Like, if you pitch a Cutting... movie, it's going to be a TV it's, movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, there's no big theatrical Cutting movies.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I've been watching a lot of revenge movies lately that are horrible. Like, the one, like, the newer Old Boy one, you know what I mean? It's called, like, Look at the Devil's Face or The Devil Wears... I saw the... That guy's like, I saw the devil, you
I
dumb
saw
bitch.
It.
You dumb bitch.
Wednesday.
Whatever. It's,
no, I
it
think
was...
he's got a boner because you were talking about it at all.
Oh,
I don't,
really?
I don't think he cares that you don't know what it's called.
It
He'll tell you what it's called
Those
over and
movies.
Over again. Well, he will scream it at the
I will make
point
you see
of
the
orgasm.
Devil, bitch. Yeah,
what's it called
movies.
Again? I saw the devil!
I saw the devil!
That is what I'm going to yell the next time I have an See? Orgasm. I don't care. I don't care who's there.
That's what
if
every
anyone,
girl wants.
If anyone, it's just me.
Just you.
I saw the devil!
Oh, God. That is exciting.
Well, check that out, Cutting.
I know another Cutting. Movie, Breaking Away. Kind of
the cutters.
Here. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. A few people remember.
Jumping
One
off
person
a cliff. Andy came up with that like 3 minutes ago. He had it right away. He was trying to talk, but we were busy.
That was fine. I enjoyed the face of the devil guy over there.
That was the creepiest shit I've ever heard.
That was the movie is so scary. It's like these revenge movies. They have to set up in the first 20 minutes that they're the bad guy, and you're like, we get it. They're like ripping the arms off babies, you know. Some people are like, that guy sounds awesome. No, I get it. Just tell me he's the bad guy.
I like the movies where, you know, they burn down your house, they kill, you know, they rape your wife or girlfriend.
Yes. Yeah.
But when they kill your dog,
yeah.
that
yeah.
is,
hey,
now we're talking about an animal.
Hold on here.
Instead
yeah.
of all of my possessions and everything that I love.
Hold the fucking phones.
What was the name of that... The crazy revenge movie with
Death Wish?
Death Wish.
Charles Bronson.
Crybaby.
That was the best.
God damn it. I wanted to say something like Gigi.
but anyway, in Death Wish, you know Jeff. That's
Charlotte's
Jeff
Webb.
Jeff Goldblum. That's Jeff Goldblum's Porky's first
the fly.
Acting role.
The Fly.
Jeff Goldblum?
Jeff Goldblum plays a rapist in that movie. And
it's only rape if you remember it, Wayne.
Oh, okay.
No, sorry, Wes.
You never saw that movie, Death Wish?
I saw it, yeah. It's,
I don't remember Jeff Goldblum being the rapist.
It's his first. I talked to him about it. And he plays the rapist. He literally, Jeff, the goofy science guy, that guy.
So I should just hold you down because you don't want to fuck me and I'm going to make you fuck me? What is the probability that I might have to rape you in order to make this happen?
Talk about chaos theory.
In any given system, a rape might spontaneously occur.
I can't do his voice, but I can do one thing often does with his hand.
Wow, you guys, I wish you could see this right now. Imagine Donald Trump saying you're fired, but put it sideways at home. That's what's happening.
That's what it looks like. Yeah, he's always doing that. And he does that with his hand.
Like a really polite fisting.
Just some gentle...
Wayne said that.
I call it 4 out of 5. Let's leave one out of this.
Okay.
Let's let one of them remain innocent.
He really respected me, you guys. He left his thumb out.
So, Rob, that wasn't the one I was thinking.
Oh, okay.
You gotta have the thumb because you gotta have some leverage. Once you're in there, you gotta be able to negotiate.
Right. You are so right.
Doug, you could
you're
totally
like a scientist.
You could totally do two thumbs up and just leave both of your.
Like everything's okay?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, dude, hey, the thumbs are up.
Fun.
Hooray, I'm in.
That's horrible.
Feels too much like I'm about to play Cat's Cradle when I put my hands in that.
It is. It's
brings me back
camp.
To childhood and all the things that were done to me. Wait a second.
Wait a minute.
Why? Oh, it's almost the end of the world. We might as well confess some things.
Cat's
that's
Cradle.
Right.
Put your finger inside.
That's
but
right.
Not your thumb.
Right.
So, Rob.
Yeah. Did I get molested? No.
No, I didn't have it. I have no segue to you. I'm just going to talk
What's
to you.
What's happening, Doug? Good to see you. I don't really see you. I'm just looking kind of sideways.
Yeah, you're playing to the house. That's how you do it. You're a professional.
Yep.
So you write stuff for High Times magazine. You filled in when we need somebody to fill in the marijuana logs because Arge is like always in Australia or something.
Yep.
And so my question to you is, what's your favorite movie to watch while getting stoned? And I ask this because I don't think I ever do an interview where somebody doesn't ask me that because I like pot and I love movies. I mean, I love both, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I get asked that question all the time, and I don't have an answer, because I don't know about you guys, but if you're a pot smoker, it's not about, like, oh, I have to watch this one thing while I'm high. It's more like, I have to be high. Oh, and that's on? Okay. I'm all right with that. Like, I could find a movie on cable television that I'm happy with when I'm high, because they play the movies that are fun to watch over and over again. And it's weird to me, though, this is something I talk about sometimes on the show, how sometimes a movie will catch on in that way that's like on TV all the time, uh-huh. and then others don't for some reason.
So there's some that last the test of time, and then some that just don't stand up at all. Like I gave you in the gift pack After Hours, which is a classic Martin Scorsese.
But do they ever show that on TV?
Yeah, the one that I like...
I think it would just make people nervous and turn their TV off, because it's such a fucking... I love that movie, but it's so, like, the whole time you're just, like, it's like being covered in bugs or something. You're like,
yeah, it's like
Jesus,
a bad
this
trip
is so
going
uncomfortable.
Even worse. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really
true. It's Wizard of Oz, right? It's an updated...
I love Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Because he can't get home.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had the ability to get home the whole time if he didn't fucking put the money in a weird thing in the cab where it would blow out. Who puts their money in that thing when they get into the cab?
This is the movie, yeah, that we're talking about is After Hours.
Thank you for recapping, because a lot of my listeners.
I was looking at Amy. She didn't know what was going on. I was just zoning out on her a little bit.
Sorry, I think you're confused. You mean a New York minute with the Olsen twins. They also lose some money in a cab, I believe. So get your facts straight.
But yeah, I watched that movie. Doesn't stand up, because I'm like, what the fuck? You know, it's this guy that goes downtown this night that's all messed up, and because he doesn't have any money to get uptown, he's in the Lower East Side. But when you're watching it now, you're like, just fucking use your iPhone. It'd be done. The movie's 10 minutes long.
No.
But Cheech and Chong is in the movie, which is pretty sweet.
That's awesome. But they could make it again. They could make it now. And his fucking phone doesn't have service.
Yes, because he has an iPhone, whatever shitty area he's running around in.
Or nice True. Area. My right. iPhone doesn't work in my apartment where I live.
Yes.
I have to go, I got to go outside. I got to make a call. Like I'm some sort of smoker or some shit.
But I got this sweet game that has like an air, you know, paper airplane, and that always fucking works, so that's always nice.
That's good.
I have no idea what that meant.
Was that the...
I'm talking about the video games. I'm talking about technology. I'm so psyched. Everybody's talking about the rapture. I'm psyched about now. Who people was psyched about now?
I can't rock it.
Doug, there's iPads out there. Do you understand how beautiful an iPad is? Somebody in Africa right now is teaching a child fucking movies on an iPad.
No, they're
and
not.
And then a few blocks away, there's somebody doing a fat line of coke on an iPad, watching anal porn at the same time.
Actually, I think in Africa, they're teaching their kids how to aim birds at pigs with a slingshot.
And circumcised
women. So you can watch movies. This is just a good time to be a nerd.
Oh God!
I cannot wait for the Twitter messages. Who was the guy on your last podcast that was yelling the whole time?
Yeah, I just wanted to get that one joke out. Then I was going to be quiet.
I watched a movie, Superstone, the other day, and it was—I don't know what it's called—but it was Clint Eastwood just fucking shit up with an orangutan.
Every Which Way But Loose.
What's it
called? Been every which
or
way
any which way you can, or any which way you can. But it's probably every
there
which
was
way.
There was two of them. There was two of them.
I can't believe I was like, I know, this isn't real. Weird, I'm dead.
Those movies are.
This is not happening.
Those movies are amazing. I mean, I was a child and I was like, this is fucking childish. Like orangutan and an old lady both flipping the bird at people. Oh my God.
Ruth Gordon, who was awesome.
Oh yeah, somebody get them a fucking Pulitzer.
Yeah.
But it was
they don't do that for movies.
It was really racist.
No, I mean for world peace, because they're just flipping everything. All they do is this.
You don't
all the
get a Pulitzer
time.
For world peace either.
But there's one moment.
Right.
Give them a fucking note. Give them a Barnes and Noble prize.
Gift certificate.
But there's a moment when these Nazis pull up next to Clint and his orangutan in their truck, and they're like, oh my God, they're like, you better be scared. To Clint, they're like, you better be shaking like a blind fag at a weenie roast. And I was like, whoa!
Right? Because if you can't see it coming and you're gay, hot dogs are going to be shoved in you.
Yeah, is that what they're saying?
There's nothing scarier
than a
weenie roast.
That is fucking inevitable.
Right. How is this
allowed? If you're like walking around with a cane and there's people roasting up weenies, they think that guy's gay. I think my guy looks gay to me.
Fire up the grill.
Let's shove these in this guy.
Danger.
Well, if you have a seeing eye dog, he would have smelled the hot dogs.
Well, they can't. That movie doesn't hold up because in this economy,
you can't afford an orangutan.
You have to eat the hot dogs.
You need a license for orangutan too. You know,
you have to walk around with orangutan. In this economy, you have to have a taste for hot dogs that have been in someone's ass.
That's true.
Oh my God.
I know it gets horrible, Wayne.
I know.
Which is so funny. Another guest that was so close to doing it, and don't tell him I said any of this, because the next time I come to New York, I'll try to get him. I almost got Pat Kiernan from New York One. Yeah.
I know.
How amazing would this have been to have him sitting up here while we do these horrible.
I bet he'd be the dirtiest one up here.
No, he wouldn't.
You don't think?
He wouldn't be dirty.
I don't know.
He'd be like, let's take a look at Pat's papers. And then he'd just tell us about, you know, horrible things around the world.
But no, I feel like when I'm looking at the crowd, like, how many people get. Not understand, but receive New York One as opposed to like watch movies just on your computer or something like that. Like, how many people get New York One?
Yeah, that was a weird poll question. Sorry, Polls are never like, how many people do this or this other thing or this other subset of the other part?
Literally, it's smoky in here. No, I just feel like cable.
He never saw Pacquiao. He reads you the newspaper.
I know what he does because I get Time Warner Cable, but I just feel like a lot of people don't.
You feel like he's reading it just to you. He's like, "Hi, Wayne."
It is true, though. It is true. From hotel to hotel that I stay in Manhattan, there will be some will have New York One and some will not have New York One. And when they don't have them, they're on my list of hotels to not stay in.
That's right.
Because I fucking love New York One so much.
I'm with
you. Everything you need to know in about 8 minutes, and then you can watch it again if you're high. it repeats all the important stuff.
Now,
at
Doug,
the time,
it's really good.
Now, Doug, you say you get high and then just watch whatever's on? Like, will you
no,
watch?
No, no, no. I'm
like,
interested in certain things. I really do like. I get high and I watch. If there's poker on television, I watch it.
That?
Yeah, yeah. If there's I'll watch punditry. You know, I'll watch the news channels.
What about like that weird guy that like entraps the child molesters?
I can't watch that because you know what? Those guys are fucking creeps and they need to be stopped somehow.
Right.
But they haven't done anything yet when they show up and the lemonade and the cookies out on the counter. You know, like that's like saying you can't sit
Chris?
At home and think about having sex with anything other than, you know what I mean? Like they could arrest you for thinking about it.
Oh, you've
Wayne.
Never thought about fucking a kid, Wayne.
No, I'm not.
Wayne, it's
I'm
the rapture.
I'm not denying that. I'm just saying
they get a girl who's over 18 to be the bait. So like a man is like attracted to a woman who's over 18 legally, but then they pretend she's under. It's all
Doug
very
has sympathy for the predators.
It's all very sneaky. Well, that's why they don't do it anymore. It would still be on. It would still be a huge hit if it was like completely right to do it that
way. How do those guys not know? The girl's like always in a towel and she won't come close to them. And
well,
she's
that's
always
what happens
like,
now too. They like walk in and they see the situation. As soon as the girl goes, "Hey, I'll be right back."
She's
the guy's
like,
"Yeah, I'll
pizza.
Be right back too."
Yeah.
I'll be right back after I watch a few more episodes of that show and learn how to, you know, avoid all of this.
So they smell trouble.
But let me just say real quickly that I have a lot of weed and alcohol in me, and what I'm saying, I might not believe it.
You mean about defending child molesters?
But let me go back to talking to Sugar Tits over here.
Yes, Wayne, what have you been up
to? Yes, Wayne. I call Wayne Sugar Tits. No, but I wasn't defending it in any way. I'm just saying.
No, it didn't sound like a defense.
You know what I mean? Like, is someone...
I'm saying, let him start fucking the kid and then break the door down.
Then. Catch him red.
No, no, let him start.
What happens. Every cop that goes undercover falls in love with the guy, who she's going after, and she fucks him in the trunk of a car.
That's true.
Wait, what?
Well, that's just one movie, and they didn't fuck, but it was pretty hot.
Are you talking about John C. Reilly in the...
No, I'm talking
Magnolia.
About Clooney and...
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm talking about Clooney and Lopez. In Out of Sight. Yeah, Out of Sight, one of the... I mean, I know critics loved it, but one of the most underrated movies of ever.
Okay, if critics loved it, it can't be underrated.
Can I tell you another...
They did, but you know what I mean? Nobody went, nobody seemed... The critical...
Doug, can I tell you another movie that I think is underrated? And
yes.
I think one of the best movies of the 80s, and then whenever people talk about the best movies of the 80s, they never mention it. And I watch it again the other day. It's 3 O'Clock High. It's such a fucking...
Oh, yeah!
Amazing
People
movie.
People love 3 O'Clock High.
Casey, what's it? Casey Simons?
Yeah, it was Casey Simasco.
Yeah.
That movie was so fucking great and totally changed the way those kind of like the fast moving camera whips and like it changed the way those movies were made
it made people go, "Oh, movies can be like a 90-minute commercial where we don't settle on any one thing for more than 3 or 4 seconds."
True.
Like it really amped up the pace of everything and also the composition became very important. Like I think that was, you know, around the same time as like Coen Brothers were sort of changing the rules on composition, that like shots look like really cool and set up, and then often, you know, there'd either be a million cuts or no cuts at all.
This is why I love your show. We just went from child rape to drugs to composition of film. Like, it's a very it's really
now. All right, is that another thing you're going to back off on later because you were...
Why? Because you know...
No, I believe
what
that.
I just I
believe...
say? I don't even know what I just said.
That's what I'm saying.
No, what was it?
No, it was about competition.
You said, you went, "I'll fuck any kid in here." And then you were like, "Wait a minute.
Wait a minute, I'm full
that
of...
That wasn't me speaking.
You that know, I do shows in nightclubs with adults in the audience for a reason, because I would be way too tempted...
Doug loves kitties.
Yeah, that's horrible. This has all been horrible. And you know what? It's kind of, if on Rapture Day, it's good to have kind of a breakthrough. Like, finally a road show that I will never actually put on the internet.
Yeah.
This one is just for you guys.
You could edit that stuff out.
But we don't edit anything out. It's just going to be out there, so I hope people don't think I wasn't... I mean, I'm serious. I want them to be caught. I just think there's a way to...
I just think there's a sexier way to catch
them. Do it. It's more evocative. This is where you can actually see penetration.
I want a more entertaining way to... I want them to be caught in a more entertaining fashion.
Of course, I can understand.
Tired of what Chris Hansen's been doing. But okay, well, really quickly.
Yeah.
If a guy doesn't have sex with a prostitute... If he hasn't had sex with her, then, you know, no money's even changed hands yet. What's the crime? If they've just shown up and it might happen.
First of all, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know why you're asking me all of this.
Well, that's why the government set up the PRECOG program, so that we know when people are about to commit crimes.
We totally need PRECOGs, and we've already got a big board that you rub your hand against and shit flies all over everywhere.
We just need three sexy androgynous PRECOGs in a pool.
Floating.
It's funny that Tom Cruise, when he's doing those things, it never just doesn't work for a few seconds, and you start tapping it harder and rubbing it harder.
You see the little...
Hang on a second. I got it. Hang on. I'm going to get it in a second. Yeah, showing off about all these...
See the little hourglass spinning? Like it's frozen.
Some smug IT guy shows up.
I remember your joke when that movie came out that you were like, you wanted to walk. It's going to be hard to do on radio, but you had to walk to the... You wanted to walk to the front of the theater during that movie and just go... Remember that? I think we can all figure out.
That's the greatest joke that can never be conveyed in print or through just audio. Like you
motioned to the right.
Did it well.
You have to see it, but I'm bringing that back. I'm going to
wave it.
I'm going to put that in my live shows because now, especially now, people listen to this and they'll go, "What was Wayne doing? What did he do?" But just think, Minority Report and that huge thing that Tom would play with. What time is it? I think I've let this thing go way late.
Did the world end?
I think we're way behind schedule.
Are we not allowed to drink during it?
No, we're totally allowed to drink.
Oh, let's do
that. Yeah, I need another Kettle One and tonic.
Can I have a Kettle One and
soda? I also
need
the Kettle One company to send a case to... What do you want?
321.
Kettle One and soda?
Kettle One and soda.
All right, she's a Kettle One and soda.
I'm getting off tequila for the rapture.
And... I mean, they don't really have... I don't think they have really service here, so...
Yeah, like, we're just, like, throwing out wild requests.
We're just... You know, I read...
I want a hoverboard.
Did you read The Gift? Did you read The Gift?
The Gift?
The Gift.
Is that, like, the...
The Oprah Winfrey thing, you know, the...
Isn't that what it's called? I thought you meant the movie with Cate Blanchett.
No. The Secret.
The Secret.
Oh, The
Secret.
Thank God I said Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
Because that...
I did read The Secret.
That made you realize... You did read it?
I mean,
because that's how I am about getting another Kettle One and tonic. I'm just putting it out there. I'm just like throwing it into the universe, and I really want it. So,
it'll happen.
You're willing it.
It could possibly happen.
There's a bar right back there.
I see two drinks. Oh,
there is a bar in the room.
Oh my gosh! Look at this goddess bringing us drinks.
Oprah was right.
Tonic's me.
Go, Oprah, go.
This proves that The Secret works.
Yeah.
Well, what's The Gift?
The trick to The Secret. I don't know what that is, but it's same generic kind of like. But I think The Secret is, you know, fucking lower the bar. You know what I mean? Like, don't go world peace on The Secret. Go, I want a vodka tonic.
Yeah.
And you're going to be golden.
That is a great idea.
There's a new Secret coming out, by the way. It's just not a joke. It's for teenagers. It's coming out this year. I know you guys are laughing, but that's totally real.
What's it called?
I know what it's called. It's called Don't Rape Children.
Yeah.
Just want to get that out there. No, I just have to say that.
Oh, you're still paranoid about that.
I have to say that. I'm going to say it a lot for the rest of the show.
That's all you're
going to
be saying.
Whatever you do, don't fuck any kids. That's
don't.
Just...
But they're already kids.
That's true.
So they're more allowed to.
No, kids should be fucking kids.
Oh, kids go crazy. Yeah.
Let
Larry Clark film it.
Oh, yeah. How did he get away with making those movies, Larry
those
Clark?
Were wild.
I don't know. That movie, the movie Bully is one of the most haunting, amazing movies ever made. It's so fucking creepy. I mean, Kids is bad, too. Kids is pretty awful. But Bully was, I thought, was more interesting.
Did you see Happiness?
Yeah.
There's a good amount of kid fucking in
there. Yeah, I like the kid. And there's a lot
thing.
Of kid
Check
and semen
out.
And that kind of stuff.
Oh, wow. This is going to be a great Leonard Maltin category in the future.
Yes.
Can't wait.
Whatever random guests I have that week are going to be horrified. I'm not going to go with that category. I'll take Ernest Goes To.
Save that for Pat Kiernan when he's on.
I want to see more. I want to see more Ernest mashups, like Ernest Goes To Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, I had a question for you, Chris.
Oh, me? Okay.
I have a question for you, Quest.
All right.
In Terminator 3, something, you...
He's in it.
You did a walk and talk worthy of an Aaron Sorkin TV show or motion picture.
Yes.
And that's all I've got.
Okay.
That was good.
That was more of a question.
Didn't you do that, though? Isn't there a scene... Is there a scene where you're walking and explaining something at the same time?
Yes, it's a very expositional scene where I'm explaining to other engineers that the machines have taken over and we have no control over our satellite systems.
How many times did you have to do it?
Maybe like 7 or 8 times. And there was just all green screen. We're walking in a hall and everything's green screen because they...
So you didn't have to worry about bumping into anything? Because it looks like you're walking through a corridor where, like, why are they walking so fast and talking and not running into any of the extras?
Yeah, it was all the side stuff was green screen because they had all those crazy, flying machines that were eventually going to kill everyone.
Well, bravo is all I can say because I was, like, you know, startled that it was you, first of all, just because I, you know how it is. Somebody does a movie, you don't necessarily hear about it.
Well, also because I was, like, 30 pounds heavier in the movie, so people don't, and I look awful. In the movie, so people.
Oh well, I disagree with that.
You did.
I totally.
Did.
I was like, if this guy was a little kid, I would want to fuck him.
Like that Happiness kid, like the pudgy kind. What? That's the best kind of kid.
That's the best kind of kid.
No, in Terminator 3, I jerked off, and then this robot dog came up and licked it.
Keep it up. I don't want to have said the most offensive thing today.
You still have.
He said it was a 4-minute defense of child molestation.
And then backtracking.
4-minute, no one else could talk while you went off on it.
I'm not only going to say a defense, I'm going to say a 4-minute call to action.
There must be another way to get these people. We don't have it, they're just going to have to keep doing what they did, but maybe we could come up with something better.
But how much are they doing what they did? Is that, like, standard? Like, is that everywhere? Like, because I travel a lot? No. I'm just saying, that seemed extra special just for the TV cameras.
What do you mean?
It was almost like, you know, they finally canceled America's Most Wanted? Like, isn't that weird? Like, wouldn't we still need that?
I know.
Oh, right.
Wasn't it providing
a
service?
Everybody. They found everybody.
We got Bin Laden. I don't know if you heard.
We did.
Oh, so I haven't watched it in a long time. Every week it's just been like, he's got a beard. He'll probably have a turban on. Might be watching tapes of himself.
And he dyes the beard. It might be darker than...
Yeah.
He's American.
He might look around 40, but he's...
right. Walt Frazier.
Anyway.
It's a New York thing. Thank you.
Every time I saw the Bin Laden video, I kept expecting him to go, put Edwina back in bowl. Nobody else saw All of Me? One of the great Steve Martin comedies?
All of Me.
That was Richard Libertini.
That was like, Steve Martin had like a 2 or 3 movie role there where like LA film critics or some rogue organization would give him best actor, you know, because he was amazing for a few movies in a row.
That Mammoth movie, right?
I don't know about that one so much, but I'm talking about that, and he was really great in Roxanne. Yeah. And, you know, so he got a lot of critical support in certain areas, but ultimately, you know, no Academy Award nominations.
Splash.
He was not.
I know, but I want to talk about it.
What do you got on Splash?
The Mermaid, Tom
Nothing,
Hanks.
I just like that movie.
I love that movie, and here's why.
Was there nudity in that movie?
That's why.
Half.
That's well, why. It's yeah, like, there's fish it's like nudity. All, it's like, you know, I was a kid and there was like a sexy, you know, sexy mermaid movie and right. like they gave it up. You see her butt at one point.
And it's like 80s titties. You know, 80s titties is some good stuff.
That's true. You're right.
This is before 80s titties in a 70s ass.
Now, who are we talking about, Tom Hanks or John Candy?
Yeah. Tom Hanks,
who
of course.
Who are we talking about?
Of course, the punchline himself.
Eugene Levy. But yeah, that movie's great. It's like, it was really well done. Like, it was a
great movie.
A very
happy,
charming movie.
Good.
Yeah, happy, fun movie.
But it wasn't full nudity, right? It was like,
no, you know, there's no, like, bush
I think it was
or
a
anything.
Side.
But like, you know,
was
it used
it
to
side
be,
boob or was it full
it
nipple?
Was, you see full, I think, you a little see, bit. Like, her hair is always kind of strategically taped.
Yeah.
You know, blonde. We could call Mr. Skin and ask him.
Now it's getting creepy.
But yeah, but then he goes down to live with her under the water, and it's like every time he wants to fuck her, they have to come up on dry land and blow dry her tail so she gets her legs back.
Wow, it's like... Yeah,
you really thought about this.
It's like, it's the opposite of trying to get a girl wet. You have to... Get her as dry as possible.
Which probably wouldn't be a problem keeping her dry with all of the child rape talk that has gone on throughout the body
I'll
of this
a fish
podcast.
Over a kid any day.
See, I knew
any
that something day. Was going to.
Well, I just saw, speaking of Daryl Hannah, I just saw Kill Bill. I guess it was volume. Which the one with the fight scene in.
With the fight scene?
The one with the fight scene.
The Crazy 88s in part one.
What's the trailer fight scene? Two. So I'm watching two. That.
Where her eye, Daryl Hannah's eye gets pulled out?
Yeah.
That's
so
in
maybe,
the trailer.
Maybe I'm watching,
in
but
two.
Anyway, but they have this, but it's on regular television.
Yeah.
And so the scene where she comes out of the coma, and they show the guy, and literally this is the line, he goes.
You're doing like a bit from my act right now.
What? Oh, really?
Yeah, but I love it. This is like my favorite bit of
I've done this
of
bit for years.
Tell me it.
My name is Buck, and I like to party.
No, that's not what I...
Still works.
That was it. I don't watch your. I didn't get your DVD, so I apologize.
But that's
for that.
No. But that's super close. What? Because you're talking about censorship and that character.
Never mind.
That was fun.
No, keep going.
No. That was.
Tell
it.
The rest of it.
That was it. No, I'm.
Wait,
it's all right.
Doug, you know what movie?
I love that this is getting more booze than raping a child.
Yeah, I got cheers.
You know, what happens at the Gramercy right now stays at the Gramercy right now. We're never going
to
put this out there. But was that really the end of the bit, Wayne?
Yeah, that was it.
Let's do more of Doug's jokes too, Doug.
I'm doing all of Doug's jokes tonight.
I mean, seriously, though, Wayne, why didn't they just change his name to Marty?
What did they? Didn't they also change the name of the car, too?
Yeah, it says Party Wagon.
Right, I love it.
Yeah, it's
And
great.
What was it?
It was Pussy Wagon.
Again, same guy. Pussy Wagon, you dumb bitch. Okay. The face of the Pussy Wagon, you bitch. Okay.
Doug, what did
the
you
guy's
think?
Intense.
Doug, what did you think of Thor?
Oh.
I saw...
The guests have never asked me a question before.
I'm curious, because
I mean, everyone's...
The reviews I thought were pretty favorable, and I went to see it, and I was not. I talked about it on my podcast. I was like, I didn't think it was that great.
Well, I'll tell you my issue with it is I just am not. I'm not crazy about what happened on what's going on his planet where he's from. I want him to be in America beating up people who do bad things. So I'm looking forward to the next one. I'm looking forward to him using his hammer in the Avengers. But for this one, it's like, what was the point of it other than just be told, hey, there's this guy named Thor.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? It's all origin story.
It brings up an interesting point. It's like...
You get it in the trailer. Like, if you watch the trailer for Thor, you're good.
Right.
Like, you do not need to see the whole movie. I'd say see the next one. I mean, I hope the next one is like more like him just...
Did you guys like it? Am I wrong? Did you guys like it? You were so-so on it? You liked it?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with people liking it. It's not like it's not offensive.
There's
it's just kind
one?
Of like I probably said this on another episode, but like when Clark Gregg says, do you think Tony Stark is behind this robot? Then the next question should be like, oh, let's call Tony Stark and have him come and kill this robot. Like the fact that they all stand around and just wait to get massacred when there's a guy who makes robots that kill things, that they have his number and he would be happy to show up and help out. But he's not in that movie. They don't have Robert Downey Jr. in that one. So they're like, no, we'll just mention it. It'll be cute. And did you stay for the scene after the credits, Chris?
Yes, and I had said on Twitter that I had hoped it was the scene after the credits would have been Jim Carrey finding Loki's mask.
Nice.
I thought that would have been such a fucking great way to wrap up that movie.
Nice. Blah, 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 blah.
But they didn't do it. Yeah, I did stay for the scene. I did stay for the scene.
Doug, what did you think of Hannah?
First of all, no scene after the credits ripoff. Also... Hannah, to me, was like a short film dragged out to feature length, but a really good one. Like, I really liked it.
Right.
But, like, the way it's kind of bookended at the beginning and end, like, there could have been a lot less story in between the two of those things happening. But Hannah 2, I'm looking forward to, because I like children who fight back.
Good.
Nice. Nicely played.
Wow. I tell you what.
Wow.
If there is a Recovery of the Millennium Award.
Wow. Nobody's listened this far. Everyone has turned this shit off. They're like, first the end of the world and now this.
At this point,
this isn't going to come out for a few days.
The MP3 has already been forwarded to the authorities.
I thought Hannah was going to be about Mia Farrow as like a kid.
Hannah and her sister's origin story?
No sisters. It's even spelled differently, Wayne.
Oh, it is? Okay.
You know what I saw was Escape from New York just recently. Snake Plissken is the fucking... That is the best... That and Fast Times from Ridgemont High are the best fucking movies to get high to.
Yeah, Escape from New York's good.
Escape from New York...
I mean, you know, it's so 80s hokey. I mean, like, what's funny about Escape from New York is the movie looks like it costs $100, you know? Like, it really does. But it's a fun movie.
Yeah, it totally does. And I mean, it's also funny because they pull out, like a phone, and it's, like, this big fucking military phone that's, like, 3 feet tall in the first beginning credits. And it's like, holy shit, this is supposed to be the future?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And they also
our phones are going to get bigger.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be weird? They went another way. Like, we need the phones to do more things.
So it's just this fucking walking around with this big fucking computer.
I mean, the thing is, you know, Kurt Russell in Escape from New York, it wasn't enough of a comedy. Like, I think that character ported well for Big Trouble in Little China, where, you know, he's playing Jack Burton, and it's kind of a comedy. And, like, you know, because Escape from New York, when he's just like, what are you going to do? Like, all those reads, you're like, ah, Kurt Russell, come on. But it's still fun, but I think Big Trouble in Little China is a much more fun movie.
I agree with that.
I think, I've said this before, I think Kurt Russell's one of the most under-heralded actors of our generation or any
From
other.
Basically,
he's cool. Yeah.
He was good as a teenager.
The computer wore tennis shoes.
Yeah, yeah, he's always been awesome. Good. And now he just, like, he just needs, like, when he was in that Tarantino movie.
He was great.
He was great in it, but it didn't do for him what it did for what Tarantino had a kind of a reputation for doing.
It was no Overboard, is what you're saying.
You know what? It's not a great movie, but that Pirate Ron movie is...
I never saw it.
One guy.
That's a guilty pleasure for me. That, first of all, the commitment of having to have a glass eye that has a fish in it for the entire... But what were we talking about?
Bridesmaids.
Oh, yeah, Bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Have you seen that one, Doug?
Yes, I did. I saw it at South by Southwest, and it got this great reaction. I was laughing my ass off the entire time. But then afterwards, I was telling people, yeah, I thought it was great, but, you know, the exact same thing happened the year before with MacGruber.
MacGruber, yes.
MacGruber.
Fucking hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. I saw it at South by Southwest, and the crowd went apeshit. And then the movie opened, and people watched it, like, you know, five at a time at matinees in theaters across the country. It's probably not as much of a laugh riot, you know, like... The crowd really helps a movie. So I was worried that I just was overreacting to Bridesmaids because everything is so great.
But have you watched MacGruber again?
Yep.
I've watched
it's
it a
really
lot,
good.
And it's
really
fucking
good.
Hilarious.
MacGruber's great.
I say that on the podcast all the time.
Sorry.
Every day I get tweet messages from people saying, you're right about MacGruber,
yeah.
You're right about Scott Pilgrim, and you're right about Kick-Ass. And I will get those messages until I die because I won't shut up about I mean, the Gruber's not in the same level as the other two, but it's really funny. You know,
And Bridesmaids was really funny.
Bridesmaids to me is the best comedy in quite a while.
Yes.
And like, if I'm not mistaken, the director of that movie is in 3 O'Clock High.
Oh,
Paul Feig is in 3
he
O'Clock
is?
High?
Yeah, he
it's
is.
A little crazy.
Yeah, he has a little part in there?
Yeah, doesn't he?
What does he do? Yeah.
I can't think he's just one of the nerdy friends.
Okay. Yeah. So Paul Feig is in that movie. And also is in, Feig is also in Heavyweights. Did you ever see that comedy?
Of course. That's another underrated movie, for sure.
Definitely.
Ben Stiller's very funny in it as the villain, and the fat kids are all sympathetic.
Except for your comment.
Paul Feig is there.
The fat kids, you could sympathize with those little fatties.
I'm sorry if you're still fat, fat kids from Heavyweights. Some of us grow out of it, at least a little bit.
You really feel for those little butter blimps. Like, you really...
They all look like Jerry O'Connell now. Don't worry about it. So
ripped up. Yeah, I love them. But Feig's in that one, and now he's directed. That movie was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Bridesmaids.
Oh, it's so funny, and it's like.
And it's so nice because everyone thought that women were retarded before that movie. They thought
the women have to kind of act retarded to like get your attention. But
I don't like that part of it. I didn't like that part of like there was like this campaign like you have to like this movie otherwise women will never be.
Yeah, that's just dumb.
But it is something that does
exist.
It would be recognized.
People don't want to go see movies, like guys don't want to go see movies with all women, that's the stigma that people think.
But if it didn't sell a lot of tickets, there would have been so much talk about it that people would rent it and it would become popular because it's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's a solid movie. Yes. So it has its business one way or the other, whether it's a blockbuster or just a, you know, medium-sized thing, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the people who love it really love it.
Is it better than The Hangover? Isn't that the two?
I'm on record as saying it's funnier than The Hangover.
Me too.
Wow.
For real.
I haven't seen either. I want to see both.
You're just comparing it to a lot of movies you haven't seen.
I mean, one of my best friends is in The Hangover. Brody Stevens is in The Hangover. So I don't want to talk shit about it, but
right. They should do a sequel to The Hangover. just a thought.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Combine a mashup.
I can't get around the fact that Hangover 2 is going to start with them all having to find some way to be all passed out again, and then have to unravel the. You're like, that seems like that's like John McClane in the Die Hard movies. It's like, really? I mean, like at least they stopped doing it on Christmas. Like at least the date was able to move around a little bit.
You know, this figures very well into a theory that I have about the show Murder, She Wrote. How many murders do you think you will ever be around in your life? And this woman lives in a town in Maine of like 200 people. Now, they did that show for 12 seasons maybe. So, you know, there's literally hundreds of murders. So my theory on Murder, She Wrote is that it's all in flashback and she's the one who committed all the murders. And she's retelling all of the stories in her mind. She's rewriting them in on death row. About like, no, Tom Bosley killed that guy or whatever, like in her mind. And then it just like the very last scene of the finale is just like the cop coming in while she's typing, going, "I didn't kill all these people," and he's like, "All right, lights out, Mrs. Fletcher," and then it just ends.
And then the paper flies out of her typewriter and it says "Murder She Wrote" on it.
Yeah. Murder She Wrote, like she made it up. She didn't kill all those people. Yeah.
Did that shit.
That's heavy.
I like that the cop was Irish in that thing.
I was. I mean, listen, let's throw a little subtle racism to the Irish. We haven't lately.
Okay,
Mrs. Fletcher. Lights out, Mrs. Fletcher.
That's actually brilliant. That's actually really brilliant.
Oh,
thank God you finally cracked that whole Murder, She Wrote thing.
Thank God.
Just in time. Because it's canceled. I think it just got canceled.
It must have been nagging at you for years.
Finally. Finally, a forum and a platform.
What was the one with Dick Van Dyke? Wasn't he also a murderer?
Diagnosis murder. I argue that when is murder ever a diagnosis? What's wrong with me, doctor? Murder.
Why in the opening credits couldn't he have tripped over an ottoman coming into his lab? Like, that would have been so fucking great. He wouldn't do it.
For the last season, just hop around it?
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously, what's the diagnosis? Murder. That's the whole show. This is a doctor killing people. Have you guys seen any movies lately? We got to move this along, but
Black Swan.
I like to talk about current movies.
Does a kid
Rob is on Stoner Time, so he saw Black Swan.
I went Fast Times at Ridgemont High and
13 Assassins.
You can't even say Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I know. I'm just so happy about it. When I just even get to say it, the whole thing, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Okay, I'm gonna piggyback.
When I was
in, is he gonna shit or is he gonna
kill us? I got a quick story. Hang on to yours, Wayne. You have a better memory than I do.
Yeah.
When I worked on Fast Times at Ridgemont High as an extra, I'm fucking in that movie, dude. I can't believe you're so excited about it. You didn't even know that I'm in it.
You're so happy.
By the way, are you IMDb?
Jennifer Jason Lee.
Sorry. Fucked up. Sorry, Amy. Go ahead.
It's not on my IMDb page. Is that what you're asking?
Because I see a lot of people that have their extra work.
No. The only thing, because I don't run my IMDb. DPJ page. I can't say it. Why would I run it? First of all, I am Doug Benson. I am DB. But also,
well played.
I don't pay that like fee that they want, so you could go in and fix your stuff. So there's some weird stuff in there. But like, I'm happy to say that it does say Captain EO uncredited dancer.
Because that is
totally accurate.
So good.
But in the case of Fast Times. You know, maybe they'll put it on there now, but I was, I'm running around in the mall in the last scene at Perry's Pizza at the end of the movie. But why did I bring this up?
Were you smoking weed back then, Doug?
You said you had a great story, and then you just
in it. It's not really a great story.
You said it was a story.
But I was an extra in it.
You're like, I have a story. That's kind of fun. Up, Wayne.
Oh, no, I didn't say I had a great story, but the tie-in is that... Rob kept getting the title wrong, but when I was going in the next day to work on it, I was like, "Oh, one of my first extra jobs. I'm gonna go work on Fast Times," and it was like we didn't, there were no names in it. You know what I mean? So like, and certainly there was no IMDb back then, so I couldn't like look it up. So it was just like we just heard it was called Fast Times. We didn't know that like somebody like Sean Penn, like an amazing actor, a lot of amazing actors are in it. So we were just like the night before, because it was my roommate and I, my buddy, we were like both going to go in the next day and be extras. And the night before we were just like, yeah, we're going in to be on Fast Times tomorrow. It's going to be shots of us in a mall and the music's going to be like, Fast Times. And we're like doing all night long, we're just making fun of this movie. And then when we actually worked on it, the whole time we were like, what is this fucking movie? It just seemed like the dumbest movie.
Yeah.
And it's now one of my most favorite movies ever. Like,
can you? Are
I
you?
Love
if,
it.
Is there any way to spot you in the footage? Do you know where?
Yeah,
you...
Yeah. It's very clear. And in the TV,
Damone's hanging out.
In the TV version, Ratner and Damone walk away from Perry's Pizza and have like a heart to heart. That's a little bit more of softening Damone because he's such a dick through the whole movie.
Yeah.
And so in the TV version, you get that extra scene just stuffed in there with or without the director's permission. And during that scene, I'm like jumping around in the background like a fucking idiot. Like, like it is like clearly, oh, that guy's just trying to get on camera. Which is very similar to one time he showed it on, I think on Letterman, Jim Belushi does that in the movie The Fury. There's a scene where Amy Irving and another girl are walking down the beach and he's just like jumping around in the background and he showed it on Letterman. He's like, look at the, yeah. So if I'm ever on television, I might show that clip. And point it out, but fingers crossed about being on TV.
It's gonna work out.
I'm just a podcast right now.
Secret it.
Doug. You're on TV tomorrow.
Just picture it. No, I was going to say that Cameron Crowe directed that, right?
Yeah.
And I just saw his last movie, a documentary at the Tribeca Film Festival.
Pearl Jam.
Called The Union, which is about Elton John and Leon Russell putting that album together. No one's heard of this movie. Okay.
Right, but now you're getting out the word to like
so
40 or 50 other people.
Okay.
No, what is it?
Well, they made this documentary about this album called The Union with Cameron Crowe directing it. But unfortunately, in the middle of the movie, Leon Russell has like a brain hemorrhage. And so that like kind of ups the stakes of the album a little bit.
Wow.
Spoiler.
That's depressing. My dad's in a wheelchair, Wayne. Do you want to talk about that?
They don't stop. Anyway, that's it.
Hey, listen, all I care about, are there any kids in this movie?
Oh, boy. There's a couple fat kids. I know you like them.
They showed on Today this week, they showed all the kids from the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. They showed them all grown up, and they're not nearly as sexy now.
Oh, jeez. They were so hot when they were kids. Now I'm like, Augustus Gloop, no thanks.
Yeah. Violet? What about Violet?
What about Tiny Mike TV?
Yeah.
He's all bald now. Oh. You could tell, even in those scenes, he seemed like he had too much testosterone. That kid was amped up. That kid was just like just gritting his teeth and losing his hair.
Yeah.
That's how it works, you guys. Smoke some weed, relax. Look at this fucking head of hair.
It's gorgeous.
I'm 72 years old, and I have all this hair on my head.
Perfect
and none of
hair.
That pesky chest hair. That
speaking
but
of,
it does give you tits, that's the thing.
Yeah. Weed, you keep your hair, but it gives you tits.
Well, that's true.
Try wearing black, my friend.
Yeah, that's what I should do.
That's,
no, I know.
That's
the
secret.
I love it all. Tits and weed, you know.
Me too.
Can I saw a movie recently, but it was an HBO movie. Does that count? Do you love movies?
Sure. Like, which one was it?
It was Cinema Verite. I thought Diane Lane was
great. She's great
she
in that.
She is so phenomenal in that.
She's
very good. She really Tim Robbins is great, yeah, but she's a fucking incredible actress. She was so good in that movie.
Yeah, because also it's the first one of those kind of movies where it's based on a true thing, and they weave in clips of the real thing.
Yeah.
And there's no difference between how she looks and acts and the real woman.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing.
I thought it was really
yeah,
well
she's
done.
Great. She's going to win the Emmy for sure. They're all get nominated. You know, HBO, come on.
Come on.
It's ridiculous. There's supposed to be, it's not TV, it's fucking Emmy nominated TV.
You never know. What happened
they
with
totally
The Wire?
Could.
What happened with The Wire?
Well, that's the thing. Is it's,
right?
Yeah, is that that proves
the
that the Emmys are stupid.
Yeah.
You mean it never got
it never
nominated?
Won.
It never caught on. It like got nominated for writing and directing maybe in season 5.
Right.
I don't think so.
I never saw
none of
the
actors
show
got nominated.
Ever.
And everybody in it, it's amazing.
Amazing.
And I never.
Yes. Clap for The Wire.
Everyone.
Come on.
And it's my mom's favorite TV show of all time, which just
well, she lived
cracks
it.
Me
she
up.
Lived it.
Yes, once,
she lived it.
Once you've been on the corners.
Right. Now I never saw. Here's the weird thing: I didn't have HBO, so I never saw it. It's about abortion.
Oh God!
I don't know what it's
Wade.
About. I'm talking about pre-Roe v. Wade. Pre-Roe v. Wade abortion.
How many times do I have to tell you, no more wire hanger jokes?
That's it.
Wow.
How many times do I have to beat you with it while I tell you?
That was
great.
Multi-layered.
Incredible.
I mean,
incredible.
That was like, that was a setup and then a fucking genius spike.
That was.
That was also a
it's
reference.
Ridiculous. You invite four funny people to sit there and say stuff. You can piggyback all throughout the whole thing.
So great.
Somebody even tweeted today, I'm going to see the Doug Benson show today because he has funny friends.
Not today.
No, this has been great. What were we just talking about?
Abortion.
We're asking you about movies. We're asking you about movies and movies.
What do you want to know about me?
Well,
what makes you tick?
I love some.
Here's, I mean, literally.
Let me just say a little, like, kind of something.
I'm
sure most of the people here in the audience don't do this. I'm sure most of you don't. But there's this thing where, like, I'll make a joke about a movie on Twitter, and it's just like, even movies I like, I can think of some stupid joke to say about them. You know what I mean? Like, I liked that movie...
With the little kid?
No. Well, yeah, but no.
The Orphanage.
The one Annie?
The one with Dylan Brody and Owen Wilson, and directed by Wes Anderson.
Dylan Brody?
No, the later one. Something...
Darjeeling Express.
Darjeeling. Yeah. Darjeeling Limited or Express?
Limited. Yes. Limited. Darjeeling Limited.
Obviously. It's Limited?
Midnight
oh, the window
Express.
Was so long. I wanted the Express. No. I love parts of that movie a lot, but it was the most uneven Wes Anderson movie, but I still liked it. But also, I wrote, you know, my joke about it was that they should have called it The Weird Nose Brothers. Because they all have weird noses, but they're so differently weird. It's like, wow, those births must have been crazy.
Weird.
Like every time somebody must have had to come in with the jaws of life and smash you in a different spot in your face. So, but I like that movie, but I can still make that joke about it, is the point
and,
I was trying to make.
People attacked you on Twitter for it?
I don't know why. Now, Twitter didn't exist when that movie came out, but, you know...
Really? It's older than...
But the internet did exist, and I wrote it on... Remember when used to write when I Love Movies was on bobanddavid.com?
Yeah.
Does anybody remember that? That's some old school shit out there.
Yeah, I think that site was built with Microsoft Front Page.
Oh, you nerdist. You're such a nerdist.
That site looks like it was built with Front Page. Frames on the side, please.
Now, Chris, am I mistaken or out of line to say that you're going to come back to the Gramercy Theater and record an episode of your show here?
Wow. You may be out of line with the management of this facility who's not been informed of that.
No, I think they'd be into it. I think
I would totally bring Matt and Jonah back at some point and,
I knew,
and do an episode here. Oh, my God.
I knew you
have to show up. Like, it's not going to...
No. Just talk them into it and make it a big punk situation. Where they... Oh, let's not go to that. That'll be hilarious.
Yep.
No, I'm sure they will, and I'm sure lots of the other fans will come, but I'm just saying, isn't this a great facility?
This is a phenomenal
and
venue.
Cool theater. Fantastic awesome. Turnout. They didn't know who the guests were going to be, so like you could come back, and I think it would
I totally
be
would.
Nice. Yeah,
I
yeah,
totally
yeah. Jimmy Pardo's doing a show, Never Not Funny. I don't know if it's on sale yet, but it's gonna be next month. So,
tickets just went on sale. We're doing Nerdist Podcast Live at Comic-Con in San Diego.
Nice.
Are you going to Comic-Con this year?
Yeah. And I'd be happy to, you know, pop by and do a you know, unbuilt set on your show.
Yes, come by and do an unannounced set.
If you'll do the same and come by and do an unannounced set on Thursday night at the Tipsy Crow in the Gas Lab Quarter in San Diego. My venue's a lot smaller, so I think you'd be all right if you commit to it right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't. I think I'll probably.
Oh, that's
be
a
there,
strong so. Commitment, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. He looked down when
he's
said
on
that,
board.
Though.
Well, yeah. You totally had that looking down, lying thing.
No,
going
I will.
On.
I of course. I always. If I'm ever. If I'm
yeah.
Ever
no.
Around,
no. I, I didn't mean to put you on.
My
the
only
spot.
Hesitation is just if I have to shoot stuff for G4 because you know we are.
I know you have a job while you're down there, so yeah. If you're busy.
But if I'm not,
if you're busy, wink.
I will
without actually winking because you can hear me. You just heard me say
you
it.
Guys, maybe you can talk about this on the phone later.
I don't.
Doug, wait.
We can text
even
about
text.
It. We'll
you can text
about it. We'll email and we'll text about it. That's what I
so
love
Doug,
about.
So, Doug, I'm going to the mall. Do you want to meet up?
Yeah. That's what I love about communication these days is the no one is consistent about whether they're going to get at you on email or in a text.
Yeah.
And they bounce back and forth. They'll answer a question from the other on the and then sometimes
whoa, what are you doing here?
Sometimes they'll direct message you on Twitter. Yes, and it's like, what's the fucking question? Dude, so I texted true. You that. Text me back because then the question will be above your answer when it shows up on my phone. That's we gotta get. We got. Shall we play a game, you guys? We gotta play a game.
A game.
Do it.
Okay. Global.
No, not thermonuclear war.
Yep.
No. Because whenever I say, shall we play a game before playing my games on Twitter, there's always 15 people right back. Thermonuclear war.
Risk.
Yep, that was me.
Risk?
Go in through Falcon's Maze.
Yes. Hello, Joshua.
That's how you go in, through Falcon's Maze.
Through Falcon's Maze.
Oh, you guys can't see, but Wayne's doing the creepiest Eddie. Finger motion right now. It's it's really disturbing. I know that motion. I don't know Falcon's Maze.
Falcon's Maze. Go in. I know how to do it.
Yeah, you enter Falcon's Maze through the back door. Right. Yeah. Oh, Falcon's Maze. Eddie Deason. I fucking love Eddie Deason. Oh, that guy should still... why is he not still doing movies?
He is. He still is.
Is he still doing movies?
Yeah, he was in that... I guess it's been a while, but what's that animated train movie with
Unstoppable.
Tom Hanks?
Oh, the Polar Express.
They were animated.
Polar Express.
What? The Polar Express.
Yeah.
Again... That was an express. You should have seen that
Midnight
train
Express.
Movie.
I did see that, and you know what? The kids in Polar Express are so creepy and big-eyed and weird-looking that
I
did not get excited at all.
You couldn't maintain an erection.
I could not. Yeah, I couldn't get it up for those weird kids in
Jesus,
that movie.
That was a tough movie
those
for you to watch.
Those kids were creepy. Even Angelina Jolie naked in Beowulf, I'm just like, I can't, it's not real enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know,
it's
you know,
like
Angie's
Splash
got
real.
Some bruises. You know she's got some bruises.
Some track marks. She
you mean emotional. Own, she, you mean she, emotional.
She does her own stunts, Wayne. Like Unwanted when she's on the train. She's like, All right, I'm not going to say what the prizes are until we see who you're playing for because I don't want people to be totally disappointed. Oh, okay. So there come all the signs. I got to get a picture of this, you guys.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do I...
I have to put my glasses on because I'm jealous.
I need each of you to pick the sign that you like and then go try to get it from them.
How do we get down there? How do we
well,
get down there?
How
you
far back do you want to go,
dive, Wayne?
Chris already has his.
Yeah, I don't want the people out in front. They have already get the closest
seats. She made a logo
seats.
Of my show, Sabrina Nerdist. Nice. I love it. This is so
do
nice.
Do I have to pick out the person and they'll come?
Yeah, pick somebody. You can get them to come to you. You can walk to them. I think you'll figure it out, Wayne. Mine. You're a smart guy.
This is the most compelling podcasting experience for people listening on their earbuds. Oh, you got
to
tell
me. It's all about finally getting to participate, right? Just one person agrees.
I already
that.
Picked someone, but I do like that guy's TARDIS. And it says...
No, I already picked.
It says, is your name Griff? You mean like Biff's grandson, Griff?
Exactly.
Since when did you become the physical type?
Ah, Marty! Amy's got something to contribute to the prize package. It's awesome. So you all have name tags. Chris, who are you playing for?
Sabrina.
And describe her name tag. Why? What spoke to you about
it? Nerdist,
it looks like a Nerdist logo.
She made a
logo.
Nerdist podcast laser logo, and instead of saying podcast colon Nerdist, she wrote Sabrina colon Nerdist, and it's very well done.
Where are you, Sabrina?
She's right there, right in the
front. And you right guessed there. That he would be here today because you knew he was in Brooklyn last night? How was your show in Brooklyn last night, Chris?
I did two.
Two shows.
It was super fun.
Nice.
So much fun. Yeah.
Brooklyn.
I love Brooklyn. Yeah, Rob loves it. Who are you playing for, Rob?
Darcy and
It's Teen Wolf, but he's got his shirt open. It says Darcy instead of
I thought that
Teen
was
Wolf.
Sick.
That's pretty good.
I like that scene when he's like
That's
dancing
pretty talented.
On the van.
It's pretty good. I like it.
That's
and the then who are you playing for, Wayne?
I think her name is Yenna.
I think it's Yenna.
It's upside down.
I thought her name was Yenna.
It was upside
Seriously,
down.
I thought her name was Yenna.
Yenna. That's got to be your nickname.
I literally thought, I've been smoking hookah. I've been hookah.
Well, to be fair, it really does look like Yenna upside
it
down.
Like,
it absolutely
what, but what
does.
Is it for real? Hannah. Okay.
Oh, it's Hannah. Oh, this okay. all goes back to what I... My earlier
wow. Yeah,
reference.
It was Hannah with an H, though.
Yeah, I know.
All right, and then Amy is
Sorry,
playing
Yenna.
For... Amy is playing for Sarah. And then, yeah, I already saw the who they want to call a shithead, so we'll keep that a secret, but hang on to that.
Oh, Sabrina didn't write that in the back.
The Jews.
You guys don't have a
I'm
shithead.
Just kidding.
Some people...
Sarah?
Some people write their shithead on the back, and...
Has anyone ever asked, said to say that you're a shithead, Doug? Has anyone ever made you
I think that
back
might have happened.
No.
I don't remember. But here's what's in the mix today for the whoever wins today. It's a very exciting prize package. Amy brought the Commodore's greatest hits.
Oh, yeah.
On vinyl.
Vinyl,
motherfuckers.
Blu-ray vinyl.
Yeah. Oh, and also a picture of me and Greg Louganis.
She really did.
Yeah, that's in here.
That is really in there.
Good actor. Yeah. Good actor.
Great actor.
It's in here somewhere. It's in
here. It's in there.
And then also,
good.
There's amazing stuff in here. We got from Rob Cantrell. He brought his CD, Keep Off the Grass.
It's Keep On the Grass.
That means something different for Doug.
I wanted you to say it because I'm in enough trouble for this episode. I don't want to
cool.
be
it's
like,
keep
oh,
on the grass.
He thinks rape is okay. And he also is pro-weed. I don't want to. We also have, what's yours? There's DVD a, called?
Metaphysical Graffiti. It was, it's kind of like physical graffiti, you know, with Led Zeppelin, but it's
yeah, but
just
it's metaphysical. It's written in graffiti that's hard to read. I was like,
that's
like,
fucking art,
like,
dude.
I feel like such
it's upside
an old
down.
Man. Does that look like? And then, of course, as you mentioned earlier, you brought a copy of After Hours, the great Martin Scorsese movie. Yeah. So that's awesome.
Somebody's getting hooked up.
Yeah, they are. And then, oh, God, it just keeps coming. We also have a copy of the great Johnny Depp classic Public Enemies.
I saw that at a drive-in.
Oh, yeah? What was the other movie?
It was just that. But I remember the...
So you didn't see it at a drive-in?
It was a one-movie drive-in in New Jersey, and I hadn't been in a drive-in like 15 years, and it was a great experience.
Except for the one-movie shit. Drive-ins are double features.
Like, you sit there for 8 hours?
Well, are you watching Schindler's List and Titanic?
No, just show us.
Let's all go to the lobby.
No. He was watching
Roots.
He was watching Schindler's Titanic, where he tries to get everyone out of Germany on a big boat, and then they hit an iceberg.
That was a sad one.
It was Lonesome Dove, all of them, and Roots.
Okay, here's something crazy while you're doing that. When I was a
while
kid...
While I'm doing that, the thing I'm doing involves me talking.
Right, talks about it.
While you're doing that, all right, never mind, go ahead. Well, there is
some... You think I was just looking through the bag like, oh, that looks interesting?
No, but there is a little bit of a Wizard of Oz. You're like going through this bag and everyone's waiting.
It's kind
of
like Santa.
Go ahead. There's a copy of my CD, Doug Benson, Professional Huber Idiot, available at astrecords.com. Of course, someone's going to win a Woot Monkey. So dumb. Like, my friends that come on the podcast are totally not aware of this phenomenon where, like, I bring Woot Monkeys every time. That's what they call it.
What is happening?
I always give one away to the winner, but I also shoot one randomly into the crowd because they have slingshot arms.
Oh. Yeah. Dangerous.
You gonna do it right now?
Do it.
Are you ready for the Woot Monkey?
Whoop, there
Come
it
on,
is!
New York,
whoop, there
monkey.
It is!
Whoop, monkey is! Whoop, monkey is!
What?
Whoop.
That was very exciting.
Too
yeah,
sexy.
So there's another one in here. I'm going to pull the thing out because that if you pull the tab out, then he starts making the noise. And it never stops randomly making the noise. So it's the most horrifying thing.
That is scary.
Oh, you could totally bury that in someone's apartment and just slowly drive them insane. I feel like there's a chip in the wall.
Oh, shit, I have another one.
Oh, shit. Nobody saw that coming.
All right, are you ready for a Woot Monkey?
Woot Monkey.
To the balcony. Those people
huge! Way
wow.
Back.
Not bad.
I didn't
Sorry,
know
guys.
There was a balcony Whoa. Until right now. I'm not kidding.
I don't bring signs. They're like, we're way in the back.
Wow. Wow.
All right, there's more prizes. This is ridiculous. Quit yelling.
That was the monkey.
We got a shirt from, what company is this? Fuzzy Balls.
Okay.
Fuzzyballsapparel.com. They sent a shirt. It's a
what?
It's a like a metal unicorn, and it says "I'm fracking magical."
That's great.
Yeah. So that's in there.
Does that have anything?
Shout out to Fuzzy Balls.
Is that another child
molestation? Also from the Woot people is this crazy T-shirt where there's like it's a hamburger. What a great description, Doug, of that shirt. And then, what else? Oh, also Wayne brought a copy of I Love You, Philip Morris.
A screener Wayne didn't want to keep.
I did not want to see.
Can I is it all right if I explain the stuff that I brought?
Yeah, you describe it, I'll show them.
Okay, I went to Wizard World earlier before I came here, and there's a booth that has a bunch of... They're basically these fake parking passes. So, like, I brought four. Like, one of them is a Hufflepuff student parking pass. Another one is a parking pass for Ecto-1. Another one is a TARDIS parking pass. And then another one is it Morningside Cemetery? Aang the Tall Man from... that's his... This was, of course, his parking pass that you probably saw in the movie Phantasm. There he is. That's how he parked the hearse, and then he could go in and put the aliens in the other dimension. So that was, now you can park in all those fake places.
Okay, so there's all that, and then the aforementioned picture of Amy with
Greg Louganis.
A gold medalist. He is a gold medalist.
Greg
this
Louganis.
Was after he hit his head, right?
Right after. Right after. He's passed out in the picture. But I'm given a winning smile.
So you guys, as usual, everybody brought a bunch of great stuff, and whoever wins, it's going to be awesome. But I got to say, this is right up there with Jerry O'Connell bringing a toaster. Wayne Fetterman brought a flip camera!
Wow!
So I have no problem giving the people at Flip Camera a plug, because they are stopping the production. And so that's awesome.
Here's an item you will probably get no technical support for if you have any problems.
Yeah, what but I told Wayne he could make that would probably be worth a lot of money, but thank you so much for contributing.
I love the people that come out to the podcast for free, right? Oh, no.
Wow, not a good response.
Why did you say they're all here for free?
They were like, wait a minute.
No. Sorry.
I have a weekly show that's free, right. And then occasionally we do shows like this, and then you pay $1.99 on iTunes, or you pay, you know, after ticket,
right?
You know,
they get you.
After they add on, everyone here tonight paid $74.50.
Service charge.
I should have gone for an even higher number.
You should have.
Because everyone was like, that was too close to what we actually paid. You should have. Don't you understand
absurd.
About exaggeration? All right, so those are all the prizes. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
Yeah, let's do it.
Do you see there's a baby in the back? There's like straight back, there's like a baby.
What?
Well, you know, it's never too early to learn self-defense.
I hope that's
there are
a baby.
Some creeps out there in the world that they just think, you know, hey, that's not right. That's not right, Dateline.
That's not right. Definitely not with a baby.
There's definitely... Let me make this point. It's considerably later than I thought it was. It's, you guys, I don't want to put extra pressure on the Leonard Maltin game.
Oh,
that's a good speed round.
But we're 4 minutes away from the end of the world.
Oh, God!
Already?
Shit.
Couldn't be better. Could not be better.
It already hit, like, China and London and nothing happened. But, you know, New York is really where everything should start.
This is the real, this is the epicenter.
If the shit's going to start, it should start here. You
know?
Leonard Bernstein.
We didn't start the fire?
What?
Yeah.
I hope Roland Emmerich has like just a bunch of cameras rolling on every corner of New York at 6 o'clock, just like, I'm going to get this.
I hope we don't get attacked by a Cloverfield.
they have Jake Gyllenhaal just innocently jogging through the streets and filming him, and it's like, if it happens, we're ready. He's going to have to run for his life.
Escape
so
from New
now
York.
we're 3 minutes away.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to announce it when it happens, no matter where we are in the Leonard Maltin game. Because it's important that the world's
no
ending.
Matter where we are, do you think we're not even going to... We will definitely not start this game in 2.5 minutes. You will have ample opportunity to announce the rapture.
That's true.
No, we're ready to go. Okay. Starts with Amy and then moves to Chris, then... What?
Oh, yeah, he's in a 1-4-3-2 configuration. That's how...
What's
very standard. Very standard for these types of operations.
Standard.
He's in a 1-4-3-2.
Yeah.
So,
it's total 1-4-3-2.
Yeah.
Can I go around that way? I don't tell them where to sit, but I know what's going to happen after they sit.
Splash.
No guessing out of turn.
Okay.
And no yelling out of answers. There's been some serious yelling out of answers at some of my live shows lately.
God.
And yeah.
What? Are they booing people in the past?
I called a woman the C word the other night because she kept yelling out answers.
Oh.
I mean, I guess I could just say it. Combative.
Right. Doug.
Doug. Doug, that's the most offensive
thing.
That's
a lady.
No, but I'm going to let Amy pick the first category. Would you like?
Unicorns.
Close. Sorry. End of the world movies.
Ooh.
Yeah. or at Mr. Redbeard on Twitter suggested who, what, where, when, or why movies, which are movies with who, what, when, or why in the title.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's intense. And then it's his birthday today, Judge Reinhold.
A lot of fast times.
Which one of those do you like to do?
End of the World.
Nice.
Why not, right?
End of the World.
So these are movies where like the world has ended or is rebuilding. You know, kind of like what's going to happen in 1 minute.
Yeah, right. I'm going to miss you guys so bad. I miss you.
It's 6 o'clock, Doug. What? 6 o'clock, Doug.
Oh,
it's
it is. O'clock. End of the World.
Chanting Jesus.
It would be like the funniest scene to have for like a disaster movie where the world ends at 6 o'clock and they keep cutting away to a room full of people that don't think it's really happening.
Yeah, we'll be like Burgess Meredith in the Twilight Zone. We'll leave this vault to a complete.
And our glasses will break.
Oh my God!
Wait, only everyone, Rob will be affected.
We'll everyone's be fine.
Gonna, everyone's gonna get home so people. Fast tonight.
Oh, no. Everyone start procreating. Oh, wait, it doesn't matter.
It's orgy time. Everybody
start procreating.
It's hard to pull a Orson Welles' War of the World with a podcast that's going to drop in a 3 or 4 days whenever iTunes gets around to putting up there for you. That it's not as exciting. Oh, there's the world's ending last Saturday?
No, it didn't.
He said Saturday right at the top.
What are those people going to do now that have been preaching that it's going to end? What do they do?
I guess, well, like, I think their fallback is that it's starting today, that it's not necessarily all going to happen today. I know.
Let's beat the shit out of those people.
So stupid. It's like they went to the trouble to market and produce and put out a movie that no one is going to see.
Billboard.
That just says the date that it's supposed to come out, and then that's the end of it. Like, oh, what happened to that movie? Nothing. Can't wait for their next movie. Because the same guy predicted, like, in 1994 that the world was going to end. And I don't think it did.
I like the way you're seriously talking about, like, this guy's a legitimate person. Like, you know, he said this before, so don't count on it happening.
But it's crazy how much it got out there.
He doesn't have any credibility as someone who predicts the end of the world. He's not credible at all.
But people like you, Wayne, are more familiar with 521... than with 420, right?
I was making a joke. I know all about 420, Hitler's birthday.
He was, yeah.
I'm Jewish, Wayne was by
joking,
the way.
Wayne was joking around backstage. He was like, what is this whole 420 start time about? And I took the bait, and I gave him a sincere answer.
Who doesn't know that now?
All right, here we go. End of the World movies. And by the way, hasn't happened yet. World is still here, or at least... the only world that matters to me.
Oh, what a sweetheart. What an angel that fucks kids.
I mean,
that's a joke.
What I just said exonerated me because I didn't say, I said the people, everyone here is an adult except for that one baby. So I mean,
there's a lot of people being sucked up into the heavens out there. A lot of kids without parents right now, Doug.
That might be the last baby back there.
That's the last baby. Wouldn't that be great? What was the movie with...
The Last Unicorn.
What was the movie with...
Right? Yeah. I know. Yes.
Hang on, Wayne. Don't talk about End of the World movies when we're about to play End of the World movies on Leonard Maltin. God. Everyone thinks I forgot, but we're playing a game.
Game.
I mean, I did forget for a second. 1981, 2006, or 2007, Amy Schumer. Which year would you like to play...
81, my birth year.
Oh,
wow. Me and that girl who looks better than me. That's not cool.
Leonard Maltin gives this movie 3.5 stars. That seems about right. I might go all the way to 4. He says that it is... wow, these are good clues that he gives. He says it has trend-setting visual design. And unbelievable car stunts. And it gets 3.5 stars. It's from 1981.
and there are seven names. How many names do you think it would take you to guess this end of the world movie?
I believe I can name this movie in seven names.
Sensible opening bid. We go down the other end. Chris Hardwick.
Oh, shit. It's between two, but I think I know... fuck. All right. I think... I don't want to get too cocky, because I think I know what it is. But I think... I'll say...
Do it.
I'll say... You know what, though? It's between two. It's between two in my head. No. It's two. It is two in the middle between two movies that I think it could be.
I can't believe you guys are arguing.
He's really engaging. No, guys, listen. I've been through a lot this week.
We should have a.
It's been really tough.
We should have put a smoking break in the middle of the show. The show's too long. Everyone's sobered up and just wants to.
I'll say.
Argue.
I'll say I could. I can name that movie in three people.
Oh, he did it.
No. Now it comes down to Rob Cantrell. Can either say name that movie or...
Oh. Name that movie.
All right.
Ooh. All right.
Let's get to it.
You get three names. Chris, do you want the clues again?
You said it was a visually... Yeah.
Yeah. It had trend-setting visual design and unbelievable car stunts, 3.5 stars.
Okay.
End of the world movie. Your three names are Kjell, KJ... E.L.L. Nilsson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Emil Minty, the great Emil Minty.
Oh, wow.
And Virginia, hey!
Virginia, H-E-Y. Virginia, hey. Oh,
yeah. Force.
Those are your three
a
names.
Force.
From 1981. What
there's,
do you think?
There's two movies, I, there's two movies I think it could be, but pick the first one, of, the first one that two. Came to mind was The Road Warrior.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Wow! Wow!
Yep.
Wow.
And I honestly, I was like, it's either going to be that or Terminator. And then you said, you start. I was like, if he starts reading weird names, I'm like, yeah, those are Australian names.
Kjell. Kjell. All right, so we're back to you, Amy. You get to pick again. Oh, would you
I
like?
I suck at this game. Always sorry, Sarah.
It's all good. Would you like at Esteban? Wait. What?
Stop.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Wow.
You're right.
Whoa. 1-4-3-2, Doug. 1-4-3-2. 1-4-3-2.
You're right. Start with Wayne. I'm sorry,
Wayne.
That
was cool. I was cool with it, but I like when people just started screaming out
It doesn't
Wayne.
Really matter, but also I do
Doug's
appreciate
crowd is awesome.
I appreciate diligence.
I want to take my prizes back.
Doug, I like rules.
What?
We're going to do it, Anne.
Okay,
right here
we go.
Right here.
Start with you, Wayne.
Yeah.
Would you like at Esteban... Estabahn
yeah.
suggested states. That's movies where the United one of the states is in the title.
I know what a state is, yeah.
At Scott _ Logie, L-O-G-I-E, he wrote Rock, Paper, Scissors. That's movies where rock, paper, or scissors is in the title. And then I came up with this one today because it's the Rapture, movies that feature Debbie Harry.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great
that
category.
Song. That's a good song. Arguably the first rap song.
And we're still here at 7 minutes after the hour, so the Rapture is running a little late.
I feel fine.
The Rapture had to, like, smoke a couple of bowls.
Guys,
what was the first category?
Suicide Pact. Who's in?
Or is this what happens when you die, and we're just like these weird spectral fingerprints that are just playing on a loop over and over again?
But one of those lunatics that thought this was going to happen should just kill themselves and leave his suicide note going, I thought it was just me, or something like that.
Do you think
it was just me.
Do you think maybe just to kind of sell a little more, he like stood up on his chair and was like, oh, here I go. Oh, shit. Oh.
Right, give me the first category again, because that's the one I think I'm going with.
States.
Yeah, I'm going states.
You like states? Okay. Thanks, Esteban, for your contribution.
Did he get anything?
Would you like a movie with the state in the title from 91, 97, or 2007? Wayne Fetterman.
91, 97, or 2007? Let me go 2007.
Okay.
Whoa.
One and a half stars from Leonard Maltin.
Great.
Ooh.
Great.
Did not obscure, care for
obscure,
it.
Obscure, obscure.
Killed it.
I didn't see it.
You did not? Okay.
I did not see it. He says that it is odd in the extreme.
Should have gone number
one. And it's
one.
The polar opposite of a feel-good movie. And there are 8 names from this movie that got 1.5 stars that has the name of a state in the title from 2007. How many names do you think you get in?
Well, I don't. That is not ringing a bell. I'm going to go 7.
All right. We'll come down to... People love the opening bid being exactly how many names there are. Because every once in a while, somebody will take you up on it. Amy?
You can do it. No.
She gets to play, man. It's a whole new world now that the world is still happening.
Now that Bridesmaids is doing well, she's allowed to talk. I can name it in...
Wait. Cantrell. We go around that way. No. Yeah. It started with her, then went down to him, and we're coming back, and we go around that way.
That's correct.
I got it right. But it's cool.
Thanks, one guy. I can name it in 3 names.
Nice, nice. Baby.
I say name that movie.
All right. You want the clues again? It's odd. It's odd in the extreme.
Okay.
Polar opposite of feel good.
What was the year? 07?
It's got a state in the title, and it's from 2007. And your 3 names are Laurie Metcalf, Hector Elizondo, and Garrett Hudland.
Never mind.
Never mind is not a...
That's not
that's
a state?
That's not an option.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't pass at this
All
point.
All right,
you
got have 1 in 50 chance.
Just think of a movie that has... Just name a movie that has a state in the title, and you might luck into it. But otherwise...
I believe it was the motion picture Ohio.
You could have gone the O in Ohio, and that would be one that actually has Ohio in it. But
once again, Sarah,
does
I apologize.
Does anyone in the audience think they know it? That's right. Front row lady.
Whoa.
Georgia
okay,
rule.
Okay, in my defense, I thought Georgia was a city.
Georgia
okay?
rule.
In
no,
my
it's
defense.
A whole state. They've got at least 7 cities.
And
it's in Savannah.
So who told her to name it? Who was that?
I did.
It was
I did.
Chris.
Chris, too.
Chris
Sabrina.
On fire.
Sabrina, you were so close to having your Ecto-1 parking permit.
Wait, so who's got a point?
I do.
And who else?
The Nerdist. Chris got 2.
I have 2 points. I have 2 points.
Oh, that's it.
It's over.
That's it? Oh, I just fucking won? Yay!
Can I give Sarah the picture of Greg Louganis?
I'm the worst game show host. Like, you should know when the game is over.
I wish on Jeopardy the audience shouted at Alex, no, go back to the other guy! Like, you could just tell him he's doing the rules.
You're doing it wrong, Alex. No. I mean, what is you're doing it wrong, Alex? All right, so who's our big... Who was Chris playing for?
Sabrina won. The
Sabrina.
Bible guaranteed it.
Oh, you're nice and close.
You get a whole... There should be some... Da 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 da. Prize package for Sabrina.
Sabrina, you deserve it.
Doug's walking to the front of the audience.
That album's awesome.
People clap while she gets the Commodore's album.
Films, vinyl.
Speech.
Now we need to get some shithead names. Anyone who was up for, anyone who signed.
You know, I gotta say, I'm a little anticlimactic on the win there that I just snatched
I know,
from this panel.
I know.
Because people know
I
the
know.
Best person didn't win.
Not just a win, a clean sweep, if you will.
Yeah,
both
yeah, yeah.
turns, and I literally snatched the trophy away from your
it's
gaping
true.
Maws
it's
and
true.
Nothing.
Good job.
Yeah, see?
Yeah,
you
very
good.
I don't know.
Yeah, you did it. You,
I don't know.
You sat in just the right seat.
Doesn't seem right.
You knew exactly what you didn't know.
Yep.
Which helps in this game.
Yep.
Lori
but yeah, no,
Metcalf.
Good job. Congratulations.
Yeah, be grateful.
I'm sorry it wasn't more dramatic.
I have a sign.
Lori Metcalf.
That's part of the...
Thank
I think
you.
I like to
take some water.
Shush. Where's Sarah and... who are the other names? Darcy and...
And Yana.
Where's Hannah?
Did you have
Where are they? Come up here.
I saw
Come
it.
Come up here. Oh, it's on the back. Just pass it to me if it's on the back. And then we need one. Inside. We need one from. Oh, it's on the inside.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's crazy. What's nice?
She said, "I don't need to call someone a shithead."
Ah, fuck you. Sabrina.
Sorry.
Well, I got two good ones. Where's the third? Okay, she's got it. She's got it. Here we go.
My album.
June 26th, I'm doing the High Times Cannabis Cup. I'm hosting it in San Francisco. Go to hightimes.com. I'm hosting the whole award show for the best weed in California. So come. Mm.
My album, Cutting, on iTunes. Thank you, about, Mom.
It's about stepping in line in front of people?
That's right, Wayne, of course.
I am going to Great Britain next month to, I know this is going to sound weird, but I'm performing main stage at the Ukulele Festival of Great Britain. There's no my
ass. Be there.
Some vintage Wayne Fetterman pulling out, bringing the ukulele back because it's now very popular.
It's about
so I'm going
time.
Over there to do that. And then next week I'll be in Brooklyn at someplace.
All right.
Brooklyn. It's Biggie Smalls' birthday, everybody. Did you know that?
I just saw Biggie Smalls' kid in a movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's
good actor.
Everything Must Go, and yeah, Little Biggie was pretty good in that movie.
That's pretty fucking
cool.
Yeah,
that's awesome. That's a nice little like tidbit when like some people probably have had enough, and but but they hang in there hoping that
you know the history of rap
really
music is long and storied.
Well, I had to give a shout out to Brooklyn, and I had to give a shout out to fucking Biggie.
So. I gotta say, first of
it
all,
it makes sense to me.
Lyrically, he's supposed to represent. So,
so that's Chris true. Hardwick gave me somebody to call a shithead when the person that he played for won the game. So I don't know what that's about.
Oh, is that not how
that's the consolation prize. You get to name a shithead. Why would I let the winner name a shithead?
I'm a fucking idiot. I don't know. I've completely stepped outside these clearly structured rules you have.
Yes.
Gone rogue.
It can't be simpler. If it was simpler, I wouldn't remember it. But it is funny that you wrote Thor as a shithead.
I did.
Because that is a good one. And then Chris also whispered in my ear, you could do child rape as a shithead.
Just to tie it all up at the end.
Yeah. But here's the actual ones. And but before I do that, thank you for coming. And let's hear it for all the people up here. Amy Schumer, Wayne Fetterman. What's his name?
Rob Cantrell.
My buddy Rob
Cantrell.
Blue
Cantrell or Jerry Cantrell. There's a lot of Cantrells out there. I'm just one of them.
Yeah, why is Cantrell? It's such a creative.
Just a fucking.
Chris Hardwick.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
Winner, Chris Hardwick. He's a winner.
He won.
And as always, Clutch is a shithead. The acting Phoenix family is a shithead.
Sarah.
Acting like in quotations.
Yes.
And of course, we couldn't have gone on without this. The Rapture is a shithead.
Yeah, it is.
That was mine. Darcy, shout out.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves